Well, we're here with Johnny Ortiz from American Crime. He plays the son of Benito Martinez's character. So, Johnny, tell me, how has it been on this project?
It's a blessing. It's a great opportunity, you know. A lot of people don't get this opportunity, and the most important stuff about this is that the show, you know, itself talks about faith, it talks about perseverance, it talks about human spirit. Not a lot of shows show that, so I'm blessed to be working in this show.
Tell us a little about your character.
I play Tony Gutierrez, who's a young teenage boy who's is born and raised in a single-parent home. And how, you know, he makes a bad decision, and that bad decision, it gets over his head. What that leads an arrest to him and could possibly lead to him being a victim, to a suspect for the murder. And it's about one crime, you know, committed in Modesto, California, how it affects everybody's life, not only the victims, but the suspects too.
Now, tell me a little about your background. Did you grow up here in Los Angeles?
I grew up in Highland Park, which is like 10 minutes away, right?
I live in Eagle Rock.
Yeah. Grew up in Highland Park, small little town. Grew up just going to school, learning a lot. Grew up in theater, in this theater company called Casa 0101 in Boyle Heights.
Josefina
Lopez, she's like my second mom. And Eddie Padilla, which is my life coach. Edward Padilla.
We've bumped into each other.
Yeah. So I grew up in that theater. Now I'm the alumni of the theater. And growing up in that theater, I learned that my whole craft, you know. That's where I learned how to act in every type of way, and Shakespeare and all types of levels, you know. And from there, I talked to my life coach and I told him, hey, I want to take this seriously. And I sat down with him and I got an agent at 14. And I went to my first audition, which was Southland, the cop show. And I booked it with working with Regina King. So it's now fun seeing her doing a show that we're both recurring roles, you know, and seeing just the amazing part about it, you know.
Well, that's one of the things about the show. It has a very impressive cast, not only from the veterans, but the new talent that's coming in. I'm very happy that you have a character and a show like this. But right now, you guys are done shooting and everything. So, you have anything else in the works?
We had a couple offers, but we're gonna see what's gonna happen, you know. See where it goes, you know. It's always up to my manager, my team, to decide which the next role, because I always believe in them, you know.
Good. Well, I think the only thing in this business is that you have to make the best choices for yourself. So.
Of course. And it's always picking the right role, you know, because a lot of Latinos, you know, they always see us as the gangbanger. They always see us, you know, why can't we play the lawyer? Why can't we play the doctor, you know? And that's why I love picking these roles, because like McFarlane USA, you know, it takes place in the 80s, and I play Jose Cardenas, which is a shy young boy, you know, that grows up in school, and how he managed to live himself, you know. We don't see characters like that. And this is what Disney and ABC offers, you know. American Crime, same thing, you know. It's a young boy going through life. It's reality, you know. He's trying to grow up. He's trying to get freedom for himself, but his dad's always on them. So it's great seeing John Ridley, Oscar winner, you know, writing stuff like this, changing the world.
Well, I wish you the very best, and I hope to be talking to you soon again.
Thank you.
Whatever else you want to do.
Likewise.
Hey, and we're both Ortiz, we're distant cousins, man.
I know, right?